that's all I have to say about that. That's Pumpkinhead from Sicily in Italy. Further explanation of the Italians and the way that they are. Very exciting. You can get more information about them at osarote.com, OSSARROTTE.com or .IT. Thank you, Pumpkinhead, for sending your music all the way overseas to Kill Radio. I recommend everyone do so. Okay, what do we have next? Hello, thank you for your support. Please play our music a lot. Yo. This is from a band called Curious. Curious Music at AOL.com, myspace.com/curiousmusic. And they have a lovely demo here. Self-titled Curious 5-track EP. And let's hear what Curious sounds like. Play the first 2 tracks from their EP. You're listening to Curious. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Don't burn forever. That's a horrible way to die. That was Curious. MySpace.com/curiousmusic. I'm looking at their MySpace page right now. The front founder of the band, her name is Renat. She's from Tel Aviv, Israel. And her influences include David Bowie, The Cure, Depeche Mode, ABBA, and Iron Maiden. So make of that what you will. Actually, I kind of like that. It reminded me of scenes in romantic comedies from the 80s, whenever there'd be like a dance, like a prom or something like that, and then like you'd have these guys wearing just like really awful suits and just dancing their hearts out. And so sort of different from reality, because I don't know, my recollection of those dances is that nobody actually wanted to dance. And so you'd see these, like, oh, what is a good example? Better Off Dead with John Cusack is like a great scene where they go to the... I'm joined now, by the way, by Bennett of Chill Room. Bennett, hello.
Hello, hello.
So do you remember Better Off Dead and all those movies of the 80s where there'd be like a cool dance or the prom or something?
Of course.
And then you'd have people just like dancing their hearts out across the stage to this very sort of poppy, fun music, usually with a female lead. It's kind of reminded me
of that. What you've been playing? Something like that?
Yeah, that's what this last band, Curious, reminded me of. And I mean that in a positive way. It's very, very optimistic, positive music. And apparently their next performance, they just, I was just looking at it. They are playing on the 25th at the Dragonfly, 6510 Santa Monica Boulevard, 21 and over, free with flyer.
Sounds quite reasonable.
Yes. So
free with flyer.
Yes. So go to myspace.com/curiousmusic, or go ahead and email them at curiousmusic@aol.com. So the next band I have lined up here is called Shiloh, and they sent me this cool little two-page program about their music. Apparently, they've gotten some airplay on 103.1 recently. And describing this demo, Scratch Magazine EP review says, although this disc is a mere four songs long, the band sounds confident throughout. This small musical slice certainly holds promise. And Dave Freeman of LittleRadio.com, are they competitors of ours, Little Radio?
Yes, they are. In fact, they were started by people from us.
Wow. How do we feel about that?
It's okay.
Oh, okay, good. Then Dave Freeman says it's some of the best stuff I've heard in a long time. So if you don't like this, I suggest you email littleradio.com and tell them how much better we are.
Go
and if you
them.
Do like it, you can do that anyway. So this is Shiloh, and this is what they sound like. John,
this is Bennett.
Yes, and we were just listening to a band called Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-E.
I like that.
Yeah, if you want to check out more of their music, myspace.com/ShilohMusic or www.shiloh.com. Remember, it's S-H-I-L-O-E.
You know, it reminds me that I think today is the richest period for rock music that I've ever heard.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that I don't think rock music is as culturally important as it was 30, 40 years ago. And so that it doesn't have quite the relevance that it did.
So someone may come out with a really good rock song, but the emphasis is on how do we package it and merchandise it rather than what does it mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because there's always going to be an audience. There'll always be an audience of 14-year-old boys who want heavy, hellish rock music.
Yes.
That will always be there until the end of time. And
14-year-old girls who want
boy band type things
or
hardcore gangster rap.
Yes.
You know, but the fact is that there's so many bands today, and they're so much better off than they were even during the punk days in terms of sound quality, that I feel that we are in the richest period of music ever at this point in time. It's just not as important as it used to be.
Yeah. Well, lucky us, I guess. So, I mean, in terms of Lucky Kill Radio.
Plenty to call upon.
Yeah.
Can never run out.
These Shiloh guys look like nice people. They look like people I might have gone to school with or something. It's actually two girls and a guy who I'm assuming is doing the singing.
The girls is really hot, too.
So thank you, Shiloh, for submitting your music.
Yes, yes.
And I encourage anyone and everyone to submit their music. So far we've heard music from the band Shiloh, from a band called Curious, and a band called Pumpkinhead. Out of
Pumpkinhead.
Very nice. If anyone wants to instant message me or Bennett or the universe.
We're at Kill Radio Station.
Kill Radio Station is our handle on AOL Instant Messenger. We'd love to hear
up?
From you.
Are we up on?
We're up. We're okay. up and raring to go. Question of the day, something to think about while I play music from this next band called The Trees. What is the most annoying CD packaging for you? Just something to think about. We'll come back to that after. But what is, when you buy a CD, what is the most annoying way someone can package a CD? Or I guess, or a record, for that matter. This band, I'll read a little letter they sent, said, apparently, I guess Mark, who normally co-hosts the show with me, put something on Craigslist. And this band saw it and sent in their CD. This is a group called Trees, T-R-E-E-Z, that formed in 1964. Yes. It says, guitarist Bob Sturg Lewis and drummer percussionist Rick Martinez have joined together with two other musicians from this period, Bill Harper, former lead singer for Savage Resurrection, and Syria, the legend, Barry. All attended the same high school and started performing over 40 years ago in Richmond, California. The enclosed CD features Bill Harper singing Nowhere to Run To and Like a Rolling Stone. Syria Barry demonstrates his vocal expertise on Little Sister. All guitars are played by Bob and drums percussion by Rick. Guest appearance by Dave Emels on keyboards on Like a Rolling Stone, and Rita Barry performing background vocals on Little Sister. The songs were recorded in a home studio, the Ramona Road Sound Company. This is a homegrown CD engineered and produced by The Trees. And if you look on the inside sleeve here, we have pictures of what I would describe as old people playing.
They're my age.
Well, Bennett, hate to be the first to break it to you. You're listening to Trees on Hear Hear at GailRadio.org.
Actually, they're older than me.
bumps of dollar bill in your pocket. Didn't you? People call, say where you're gone. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all.
Yeah.
sounds like they're tripping, John. They're using some analog effects.
I think they're great to see live, though. I mean, that's such a happy thing to see.
Well, they're probably school teachers or something, you know?
This inside of the stage here. This song could go on for the next on the inside of the sleeve is a picture of them on the left. 1964 El Cerrito, California, Calabasas High School. And then on the right, trees 2005 is Vinny. Make sure that this show, as all Hear Hear shows, gets uploaded to the archive so people can download it later and say, hey, I was played on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And I got played the same time as the trees.
Yeah. So what do we have next? This is a band called You Said Saturday. Very professional-looking EP. Well, that's 8 tracks. I don't know. Maybe that counts as a full-length record. But
You Said Saturday. I like that name.
Yeah, it's got a great album cover. And well, why don't we just throw them in, give it a shot, and then after you listen to some of their music, I'll talk about this little news release that they printed out and sent along with it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I'm
harmonics, good recording.
Yeah, I was just saying while they were playing, that kind of reminds me of some of the spirit behind a lot of Travis music and Death Cab for Cutie music.
The piano organ made me feel the New Pornographers.
Yeah, it's very melodic stuff. It says here on,
I liked all the oohs, too.
They submitted a news release here. Yeah, I'm a big fan of oohs as well.
Yeah.
Seaside by You Said Saturday, that's the first song that we played, literally soars with entrancing rock and roll melody. It is one of those songs I can't get out of my head, and that's saying a lot since I hear so many. That's Dennis the Menace Shire of KUSF, San Francisco. This is a band from Northern California, and you can check out more of their stuff from www.yousaidsaturday.com.
And, I hope they're listening because we appreciated that.
I'm assuming the band was named after getting stood up for a date or something like that, you know? Mm,
yeah.
You said Saturday, damn it.
Yeah.
They have a very nice website, and apparently they're playing at the...
Lots of big white circles.
They're doing a free show at Studio Z. It says here on their news release, within less than a year of playing live, You Said Saturday secured a monthly residency at Studio Z in their hometown of San Francisco, as well as national booking agent and several management options. So if you're listening in L.A., I suggest you start walking now. That's
You'll get there.
April 21st, Friday, at Studio Z in San Francisco. So thank you, You Said Saturday, and looking forward to hearing more cool music.
Way to go.
From you. So... Joanne, my favorite listener of here, was the only one who submitted an answer to the question of what is the most annoying CD labeling, and I believe it to be the correct answer, so thank you, Joanne. And it's that round plastic case, you know, where you can just sort of, you can see through it.
Do you get official CDs in round plastic cases?
Yeah, I mean, like, and you go, I've bought stuff. Yeah, I've bought stuff at Amoeba, and it comes, you know, somehow they managed to jam the round case into one of their square, you know, security protection devices. And, you know, it's kind of cool when you pick it up, like at first, but then when you go to put it in your collection, there's no spine, so you can't, you don't get that sort of like, look, I have every bit of so-and-so's music. Oh,
well,
and that weird round.
I agree that's annoying. The spine thing is annoying. When I worked at Rhino, they started putting out reissues of jazz albums where they would reproduce the LP cover, but they'd put it in a cardboard slipcase. And to me, that was awful because it would damage the CD as it would slide in and out.
Because it's not, like, soft inside.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer the... it needs something set to hold it in place. So
I agree.
Yeah.
So, as I dig into my bag of submitted goodies... Oh, this looks promising. This is a group called Mad Science Fair. The name of the album is For a Better Tomorrow. They were so cool, they sent us two CDs. One that's wrapped in what looks like impossible-to-remove plastic wrapping, the traditional kind, and another that's opened for my pleasure.
This looks like a real CD.
Yeah.
It's from Urbana, Illinois.
They sent us this cool one sheet on cardstock of the band, Mad Science Fair. Check them out, www.madsciencefair.com. Created in the spring of 2004, Mad Science Fair is the brainchild of singer-guitarist Mike Clayton, ex-frontman of the legendary Champagne band Hot Glue Gun. In an industry dominated by riff bands...
I've spent a lot of time in Champagne, and I've never heard of Hot Glue Gun. Sorry.
Shh, they're listening. MSF is a refreshing change, relying on old-school songwriting to make their case. They mix lush vocal melodies with rich power pop, creating a vast hypnotic sound. Well, that sounds exciting.
So we're going to play No Room for Error?
Yes.
We play the first track on the CD because usually that's the one that, since you hear it first, it's the one that should be the most inviting, right?
I agree. I tend to, whenever I give people music that I've made, I tend to make the mistake of putting the worst song first in the hopes that by getting that out of the way, they'll get the feeling that the CD just keeps getting better and better and better.
I understand where you're coming from, but that doesn't really work that way.
Primacy and recency. Those are the two rules of submitting a good demo, someone told me.
Remember that, submitters.
Submitters. Submit or die. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And after we play two songs from Mad Science Fair.
Mad Science Fair, No Room for Error.
I will remind everyone of what you got to do to submit your music.
And let's also play Green Day versus Weezer.
Is that? Oh, yeah, that's a good, just for the title. So okay. We're going to play tracks 1 and 7 from the album For a Better Tomorrow. And in the meantime, go ahead, check out madsciencefair.com.
Shove.
What kind of science fair was that? That was a mad science fair. You heard it here first on here on killradio.org, and they sent their music all the way from the great state of Illinois. Thank you, Mad Science Fair. And the name of that track was Green Day versus Weezer. And
I guess I should say that they're my homeboys because I'm from Illinois.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you?
That's why.
How's that working out for you, Bennett?
I went back home last summer.
Yeah?
It was nice.
Excellent. And here fan Joanne says that last song reminded her of Foo Fighters. And I too notice a Foo Fighter-ness to their music.
Yeah, and they're not kids either. Those aren't 20-year-olds.
Yeah, according to the picture, they're
27-year-olds.
I would say they're in their 30s or something like that.
I'm being polite.